We're back on with Captain Bill Myers from Delta Dawn Charters, continuing our Northern Lake Michigan fishing reports. And I appreciate some of your time, Captain.
Oh, my pleasure.
Always look forward to the report from you. You've been doing it for a long, long time. So you've seen quite a few cycles of different types of fishing, and you've kind of moved all the way over to just walleye now. We got into some of the details, running crankbaits, it sounds like, out at most of the shoals. And can we talk about that for a second? Because I'm curious what kind of depths you're finding fish one day to the next, or is it even from one hump to the next?
Oh, it's from one hump to the next. They're all different. Like yesterday, most fish we've seen, Mark, was 10 to 15 feet on the screen. So then you rig to get them, you know. The next day, they were right down on the bottom. So we had to lengthen them out and use a little bigger crank to get down to them. So you just got to watch your fish finder, watch the temperature, get where you got to get.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the salmon fishing. I haven't really heard any good reports since it kind of died down and turned into Shaker Central. I mean, are we wasting our time talking about it, or is anybody getting anything worth talking about?
I've been talking to a guy out of Manistique, and they're over here fishing walleye, so that'll tell you what's going on there. Nothing. But they're all waiting for them to come into the river, but they ain't yet. And then over in Fairport, south in there, there's a few guys still fishing them. They're getting maybe one or two 10-pounders a trip and a couple steelhead and then a mess of them little shakers. That's about the only thing I've heard about it. It isn't very encouraging.
Well, what do you think would be the best shot for going out there to try and get, you know, a couple of steelhead and maybe a few salmon that are over 25 inches?
Yeah. The best thing to do is just go out there and pound them. Keep going around and hitting all the spots you know, and hopefully you'll pull one. That's about what it is. I'd probably try to watch my fish hawk and fish that cooler water if I could get it. I'd presume they're over by Fairport, they're fishing that break coming down towards Poverty. They're working their way down there. I have a guy who comes out of Escanaba, and he's been fishing them 2-3 times, and he's fishing St. Martin's and North. They're all just running the regular stuff. They're running dipsies and lead core and copper. They're just lucky enough to pull one. They're diehard.
Yeah. When you're diehard and you're compelled to do it, you got to take the bad times with the good times, right?
Yep. They should start coming back here to up around Manistique. That's what everybody's waiting on, because they usually come back and make stage for that run. But nobody's seen them yet. And they got to be out there somewhere.
Captain Bill Myers from Delta Dawn Charters in Northern Lake, Michigan. Give me your number again in case they want to go fishing with you.
Yep, it's 906-396-4001. If you don't get a hold of me, leave a message. I will get back.
This is The Outdoor Show.